This is Daily Discipleship with special guests Jack and Carol Mayhall. Today the Mayhalls give practical help in speaking the truth in love. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, Jack and Carol Mayhall.
It isn't easy to be vulnerable, and even harder to pursue a subject until you reach a deep level of understanding. To clarify, until we understand, involves time and a willingness to be vulnerable. Let's listen to an example of the practical working out of Ephesians 4:15, which says we are to speak the truth in love. A husband walks in after work, sees a discouraged-looking wife, and says, "You seem a bit down tonight, honey."
"Yes, I guess I am."
"What's the matter? Tell me about it."
"Well, it seems I just never get through. I work as hard as I can, then at the end of the day, I wonder what I've really done."
"Sounds like you're frustrated with all the work, as well as with the kids."
"Maybe. But it's more than that. Sometimes I wonder if I'm cut out to be a mother."
"Honey, have the kids been especially, nerve-wracking today?"
"Oh, not really. But, I don't know, no one seems to care what I do, or even how I feel."
"You mean you don't feel understood or cared for, maybe even by me?"
"Well, you do seem wrapped up in your own world. You're so busy with your job and taking care of us physically."
"Well, sweetheart, it sounds to me like you're feeling that you need me more emotionally, perhaps more involvement with the everyday responsibility of the kids."
"Yes, I do feel like I'm all alone in raising the kids sometimes."
"Well, I think I understand. But why don't I get a sitter and we'll go out for dinner tomorrow night and talk about some specific things maybe that I can do to help. But honey, let me tell you, you're doing a terrific job."
"Thanks, sweetheart. I needed that."
Notice how the husband didn't get defensive. That would cut off communication completely. Instead, he kept feeding back to his wife how he thought she was feeling. Then, when he asked her questions, she made an effort to answer honestly, which led to more openness on the subject. Perhaps today you and your spouse could begin to pray for the willingness to be vulnerable and open to each other, and for the commitment to learn the skills necessary for this kind of depth in your communication patterns.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Until tomorrow, remember, effective communication requires openness and vulnerability. Join us tomorrow for another edition of Daily Discipleship.